This Next Realm podcast is presented by Roback Activewear. From performance polos to the performance hoodies and the performance Q-zips, Roback is the best fit and the best fill. Use code TNR20 at Roback.com for 20% off your first order. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. 20% off all polos, hoodies, and Q-zips with the code TNR20. And make sure to check out the Roback print polos. They have you feeling good all year round.
Jace Sternberger is joining us again, and let's bring him in, Brownie, and we'll jump into this conversation about a. I want to start with you, man. We have all this access that we get with your league, and I love it. But I always wonder how you feel on the other side of it. You're having a hell of a season. You had a great game. You guys went on the road, but the one moment where you did one thing, you know, I don't know enough football to know what you were supposed to do, but you and coach go back and forth a little bit. Do you mind that much access when something like that happens?
No, I don't mind it. I think it's hilarious just because, like I said, you never know the context of what it was. And like, you only see the 30 seconds of me and Coach Holtz whatever talking like, and so, obviously, the TV makes it more dramatic and everything. But people would be surprised how often that happens. And if everybody was mic'd up more, I think it would open fans' eyes a little bit on things that we encounter throughout the game and how we actually talk to each other. It might actually help us in the long run with people off the field when they think we're being mean or rude. And it's like, you kind of just got to know the environment that we get talked to and how we talk to each other.
Stallions Breakers, the game this weekend. We'll talk to Jace about this. These are the two Birmingham-based teams. I don't know how much their paths cross, but it's 3:00 on Fox down at Protective Stadium this weekend. TheUSFL.com for tickets. TheUSFL.com. Do you remember the biggest butt chewing that you have received as a player? By whom and for what was the butt chewing?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you for what, but Jimbo, Coach Fisher.
I knew it.
There's no competing with that.
I knew what to ask you because I know you obviously played at Texas A&M. I knew you weren't going to go high school guy because I have seen Jimbo do it. That guy can chew like nobody's business, man.
Yeah, and I had it worse than anybody. Like he still tells people, like any kid that come in and they start complaining, like he lets them know that I was the official, like I am Mr. Ass Chewer. Like that was me, because when I went to A&M, I was his first commit and first tight end. So it was like he kind of looked at me and was like, hey, like you're gonna be one of our older guys. Like you really have to be a leader from day one. So like I already knew what I was signing up for. Like I knew I was gonna. Even if I didn't mess up, I was going to be the one who was made an example of. Like, oh yeah, I took some things. Mic'd up would have been way worse with me and Jimbo.
So this game this weekend, easy to look at the standings and say, hey, it's an important game. There are three teams in the division that are 4-2, and two of them are playing this week in Birmingham. When you look at the standings, you know it's for first place in the division. That adds a little juice to the game, I assume.
Yeah, it definitely adds a little juice to the game standings. I try not to get too involved in the standings just because so much can literally change. Like I said, 3 weeks ago, Memphis was the worst team in the league, and now they're on probably one of the hottest streaks, and there's still 4 weeks left. So, you know, say every team, when I say this, it's not just our team. Every team is one injury away from their season being completely different. So it's like I try not to get involved in the standings and really, you know, unfortunately, as cliche as it sounds, it is 1 week at a time. But I'm more worried about how they were acting week three. And that's kind of on our plate right now. That's what we're focused on, is just how excited they were to beat us.
Okay, you changed there. How they were acting is how you first said it. Then you said how excited they were. What did you mean by how they were acting?
Post game, right?
Well, I know post game.
No, it was just like I said. You know, they had their championship parade and everything, and that was their Super Bowl. I mean, that's what it was. That's what they said to us on the field, like. Oh, y'all beat us three times last year. This is our championship. So they told on themselves, and we just, you know, we noted it. Like, okay,
love it.
Needed to know. That was y'all's big game.
I love it. Stallions Breakers Saturday, Protective Stadium, 3:00 on Fox. Jace Sternberger, the Stallions tied
old,
in
old wrestling days. This would be like somebody's leaving town. It's a loser leave town game.
You
coming
meet
up.
Me at the Memphis Sportatorium. how often do your paths cross though? Because they're based here. So how often do your paths cross?
Oh, that's the other thing. We cross paths all the time, and it's quiet. It's very quiet. We never, both teams, no one says anything. Like I said, you know, we're just human beings at the end of the day. And we'll see each other like in the weight room or stuff, but it's never like bad blood or anything. It's just, you know, they kind of showed their hand when they played us and what really mattered to them. And I think they're more worried about beating us than the other three teams after us, but that kind of showed. But
the quarterback play you're getting, and I know it's a team effort, but what Magoo's doing right now with his legs, how does that end up helping your passing game? Knowing that they've got to stay so committed, it seems like, to keeping him from running off 15, 20-yard runs. And when they don't defend that, he's taking advantage of that. How does that free up you and everyone else on the passing end, receiving end, when you've got a quarterback can do what he is doing right now with his legs?
Like you said, just the way he's able to extend plays, you know, I think the average play is like 6 or 7 seconds. And when you got a mobile quarterback who it's hard to bring him down on the first hit and he can make a guy miss, you know, that those 6, 7 seconds turn into 12, 13 seconds pretty quick. And then for a defense, you know, that's pretty hard to stay disciplined that long. And so we know as receivers, it's always free game until Alex is down. And so, like I said, it makes it fun for us.
All right, let's get a Birmingham area barbecue update. Have you branched out from Miss Myra's, or is that still your go-to right now?
I literally went there yesterday and got a whole chicken and ribs. I'm about to go eat that after this.
Oh my God! Oh, I thought you were about to say you ate a whole chicken and ribs in one sitting. That was for multiple meals, I assume.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, it was for last night, and then I was going to clean it up today for lunch. Yeah.
Clean it up. I like it.
I like the old cleanup. Yeah.
Are you a wet or dry rib guy, or do you do both?
Just depends who's making them. Like I said, I don't discriminate when it comes to ribs. If they're good, they're good. I'll eat it. But I do like wet ribs, but I also can like, you know what I'm saying, dry ribs are okay.
You know, I mean, because there are a lot of people that say if your barbecue needs barbecue sauce, you've done it wrong. But I find, Jace, that barbecue sauce is the best condiment that there is. So, like, even good barbecue, I like barbecue sauce that much. I don't mind it. I mean, I don't think it's an insult to put it. It's not like putting ketchup on a steak. It's not an insult to put it on barbecue.
Yeah, no, because like I said, you can really cook with the sauce and do a lot of things with it. So, like I said, I think, honestly, my favorite is sticky. Like, I don't know what's crazy. I've only had them once or twice, but I had this sticky rib one time, and it was just the perfect combination of wet, but it still had this, yeah, so I think I'm a sticky rib guy, maybe. I don't know.
Are you a thicker barbecue sauce or more vinegar-based? Which one do you like better?
I don't know if you've heard of Head Country, but whatever you consider Head Country, that's my favorite.
Head Country?
Yep, Head Country.
Head Country barbecue sauce. I'm looking at it right now.
That's like a staple back home. Like,
is it really?
Like, I'm not kidding. We probably had that in my fridge since I could walk. Like, that's always been at my parents' house. That's always been Head Country.
Well, that's going to be a thicker. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It is certainly not vinegar-based. It is your thicker barbecue sauce. Boy, it looks good. The apple habanero. I may order some of that. That sounds great.
There we go.
That'd be really
good.
Don't
say I never did anything for you.
Yeah, thank you, Jace. I appreciate it. All right, hey, good luck. Good luck this weekend. Enjoy the game. We always appreciate the time. Nice talking with you again.
Oh, hey, real quick, yeah. The middle, who was the middle guy last time?
Lance. He is out right now.
He's out in L.A. right now.
Tell Lance that Jimbo Fisher is not overrated.
Oh,
yeah, he is.
Next time he's on, we got to have this conversation, because I've defended Jimbo for years.
Yeah,
and he's a Jimbo hater.
Once I knew it was you guys, I was looking forward to, because my buddy called me afterwards. He was like, hey, he was wanting to talk to you about Jimbo. They were giving him crap for not saying anything. I was like, oh, I love talking about Jimbo. It would have made my day.
Okay, well, can we do this again when Lance will be back next week? So in the next couple of weeks, let's do this again, and we'll do some Jimbo talk with Lance.
Gladly. I got so many stories for you.
Okay. I very much look forward to that. Hey, well, then good luck on Saturday. We'll look forward to doing this again soon.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Jace. Take care. Jace Sternberger, the Stallions tight end. Stallions Breakers this weekend, 3:00, Protective Stadium, Saturday. It is on Fox, but you can also get tickets at theusfl.com.